probably dance to the sound of the burzuki, Petrarchi added. I think it's a sort of dog. Tepic sat with his head in his hands. I must say you speak Ephebian well, he said. Thank you. Just a trace of an accent, though. Languages is part of the portraining, she said, and my grandmother told me that a portrace of foreign accent is more fascinating. We learned the same thing, said Tepic. An assassin should always be slightly foreign, no matter where he is. I'm good at that part, he added bitterly. She began to massage his neck. I went down to the harbour, she said. There's those things like big rafts, you know, camels of the sea. Ships, said Tepic. And they go everywhere. We could go anywhere we want. The world is our thing with pearls in it, if we like. Tepic told her about Pythagonal's theory. She didn't seem surprised. Like an old pond where no new water comes in, she observed. So everyone goes round and round in the same old puddle. All the time you live has been lived already. It must be like other people's bath water. I'm going to go back. Her fingers stopped their skilled kneading of his muscles. We could go anywhere, she repeated. We've got portrades. We could sell that camel. You could show me that Ankh-Morpork place. It sounds interesting. Tepic wondered what effect Ankh-Morpork would have on the girl. Then he wondered what effect she would have on the city. She was definitely flowering. Back in the Old Kingdom, she'd never apparently had any original thoughts beyond the choice of the next grape to peel, but since she was outside, she seemed to have changed. Her jaw hadn't changed, it was still quite small, and he had to admit, very pretty, but somehow it was more noticeable. She used to look at the ground when she spoke to him. She still didn't always look at him when she spoke to him, but now it was because she was thinking about something else. He found he kept wanting to say, politely, without stressing it in any way, just as a very gentle reminder that he was king. But he had a feeling that she'd say she hadn't heard, and would he please repeat it? And if she looked at him, he'd never be able to say it twice. You could go, he said. You'd get on well. I could give you a few names and addresses. And what would you do? I dread to think what's going on back home, said Tepic. I ought to do something. You can't. Why try? Even if you didn't want to be an assassin, there's lots of things you could do. And you said the man said it's not a place people could get into anymore. I hate pyramids. Surely there's people there you care about. Petrarchi shrugged. If they're dead, there's nothing I can do about it, she said. And if they're alive, there's nothing I can do about it. So I shan't. Tepic stared at her in a species of horrified admiration. It was a beautiful summary of things as they were. He just couldn't bring himself to think that way. His body had been away for 7 years, but his blood had been in the kingdom for 1,000 times longer. Certainly he'd wanted to leave it behind. But that was the whole point. It would have been there. Even if he'd avoided it for the rest of his life, it would still have been a sort of anchor. I feel so wretched about it, he repeated. I'm sorry, that's all there is to it. Even to go back for 5 minutes just to say, well, that I'm not coming back, that'd be enough. It's probably all my fault. But there isn't a way back. You'll just hang around sadly like those deposed kings you told me about. You know, with threadbare cloaks and always begging for their food in a high-class way. There's nothing more useless than a king without a kingdom, you said. Just think about it. They wandered through the sunset streets of the city and towards the harbour. All streets in the city led towards the harbour. Someone was just putting a torch to the lighthouse, which was one of the more than 7 wonders of the world and had been built to a design by Pythagonal using the golden rule and the 5 aesthetic principles. Unfortunately, it had then been built in the wrong place because putting it in the right place would have spoiled the look of the harbour, but it was generally agreed by mariners to be a very beautiful lighthouse and something to look at while they were waiting to be towed off the rocks. The harbour below it was thronged with ships. Tepic and Petrarchi picked their way past crates and bundles until they reached the long curved guard wall, harbour calm on one side, choppy with waves on the other. Above them, the lighthouse flared and sparked. Those boats would be going to places he'd only ever heard of, he knew. The Ephebians were great traders. He could go back to Ankh and get his diploma, and then the world would indeed be the mollusk of his choice, and he had any amount of knives to open it with.